This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
And now, it's the Mike Calter Show.
It's all life. Straight up 9 o'clock on the Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Is this awkward? You want to move in the corner? You can do that.
I just figured out that I've been sitting in the wrong spot on this microphone the whole time.
Why?
I've been sitting way over there and leaning into the mic, but this is where you're supposed to sit for this.
Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah.
We got Bobby is here. We've got Jim Florentine here. Don Jameson is here. God damn it, I can't think of his name. What's his name?
The guy. Chad Zumach.
No, not Chad. The guy that I don't like, that is friends with Florentine. I just said his name this morning.
Who?
Artie Fletcher. Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much. You realize you're synonymous with Artie Fletcher now.
Don knows him really well, too.
Well, here's the thing. What is it about you? No one likes Chad and no one likes Artie Fletcher except for you. You're the only one who's good to these people. Chad, am I right?
I feel bad for it. Well, Chad, I don't know.
I like Chad. I'm just saying, people have problems with Chad, but no matter who likes doesn't like somebody, they always like you're always nice to them.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, like, Artie gave me my start when I first started. He had all these crummy rooms, Pennsylvania and stuff, and took me on the road, even though I wasn't even a comic.
Because he was attracted to you?
No. No, you keep saying he's gay. Don, do you think Artie Fletcher is gay?
No.
Listen to me. I have no knowledge of it whatsoever. The story was that he got caught down on a cook in the improv in Tampa that was backed up by several people who worked there. Now, I have no knowledge of whether or not that's true. So I tried to call Artie one time on the air, and he didn't quite say no, but he didn't say yes. So I don't know. Jim swears no way. So I don't know. By the way, what happened to sexy bearded Jim, the sexy lumberjack that I saw on Fox News one night? I almost texted you and said, ooh, look at that. You look handsome. You little beard. I'm talking about Artie Fletcher being gay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying you had the beard going for a while.
I don't have it now.
Well,
yeah, kinda, I trained. You trim it.
Yeah, you trimmed. You down. No, I mean, I saw you on, I think it was on Fox News or something. I saw you and you were full on beard. I went, look at this. I like it. Tough guy.
You know, I don't know. I had never had one before, so I started growing and I figured, what, might as well go for it.
So, right? Don, back to Artie being gay.
Yeah.
Well, you never heard of that either?
No, I've never.
No.
Well, he actually used to weasel some pretty good stuff
girls?
Back in the day. Really? Yeah.
But Artie's whole thing is he'll go up to you and just grab your penis and think that's funny.
Well, yeah.
So I mean, it's like, you know.
I know guys like that.
You do? Okay.
Yeah, like,
so
that's
actually
a New York
considered
thing.
Like, what is wrong with you to do that? So.
Yeah, but like, guys like to just be shocking and do that kind of thing.
Yeah, but grab it or tap it.
A little tap.
A tap is not gay. A grab is gay.
What about this? Like a...
That's sexy. Yeah.
maybe the new thing is going down at a cook. That's just for a goof.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
It's just jokes.
That's like, a new prank.
You win. Don Jameson and Jim Florentine, Emerson, Jim Norton are here. Are you guys doing some sort of the metal show?
Yeah.
Where is this? Online?
On YouTube. We do it on YouTube. It's called That Rocks.
Now, do all those people who are always like, you should bring back that metal show, are they all watching it? Is it going good?
Yeah, they're watching it. You know, some people, they still don't know how to work the YouTube.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, those older metalheads, they still have no idea. They still have a flip phone. Like, how do I watch YouTube?
Are
they still giving you great suggestions? Like, you guys should get Metallica on your show.
Oh, yeah.
You should put Black Sabbath back together.
And then also, why Netflix? Why wouldn't they pick this up? I don't know, because we're talking to a bass player in LA Guns. Maybe that's why Netflix won't pick it up.
Yeah, Netflix is big into the heavy metal middle-aged white guy.
Do you know how close I came to wearing my LA Guns t-shirt this morning? I totally wasn't aware of that. That's hilarious.
You're the only guy with one that's not an LA Guns.
Well,
I'm going to LA next week, but I don't. There's like no place. I was there one time, and what's his face came back, and Jakey Lee played his first show back in like forever, and I got to go and watch that at the Troubadour or one of those places. That was pretty cool. But every time I pass by it, I wish to God that I'd be going by and Motley Crue would be playing, or it'd be something like I never got to go to LA during those years and see that stuff. You guys must have had some gotten to do some of that stuff.
I never did, because that was like back in the 80s, so I was in Jersey, so we missed that whole scene, too, out there.
Were you down in the Asbury Park scene?
Yeah, but that wasn't really metal.
No, that was not metal at all.
Yeah, that was Springsteen, like Bon Jovi. Yeah.
I watched that Bon Jovi documentary last Friday, all 4 hours of it. That's where my life is, on a Friday night, home watching Bon Jovi. And I liked it, which made it even worse. Have you seen it at all?
Don's seen it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I thought it was a real good look inside what it was like all those years to be in that band.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You think
they
all hate John?
When you're the boss, you know, you're going to be a dick.
Right.
I mean, eventually.
Like the way I was saying that Carmen hates me this morning.
I don't hate
you. I know, a little bit. But in the same kind of way, like if you're the boss, they hate you.
But Bobby and I were talking about it off air, and I think it's just that John knows, and he's like, listen, this works. Grab onto the cape and, you know, here we go. This, that kind of thing, whatever. So people are like, yeah, well, John's the boss. He's telling us what to do. Well, you're also a multimillionaire because of him.
Yeah. I mean, that's you weren't before.
Right.
He's got the formula down.
Yeah, we all know David Bryan, the keyboard player.
Yeah.
He would have been.
His daughter's a comic, Abby, who's great.
Yeah.
David would have been a doctor.
She's great.
Yeah.
She's a great person. Yeah,
David would have been a Jewish doctor with short, curly hair. Look at Sean Penn and Carlito's Way. Well, you have your stomach is bad.
he does have the worst hair in
the
world.
The worst, man.
Like now it's been permed for so long that it's probably a natural perm for him, but man, he had to do that. He had to make that hair.
Yeah.
That's rough.
It's bad hair.
Almost better to be bald.
No.
Not for him.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like some people, like if you're a drummer in a band, you can be bald.
Yep.
Even in a hair band.
Bass player can be bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lead singer bald, but you have to be metal, like it has to be hard.
Right.
You can't be hardcore. Pop.
Yeah.
Can't be Jovi.
The thing is, the people that go to those shows, you know, they still want to see the guys look like they used to look.
Yeah.
Right.
So they all try to look exactly the same way.
Yeah, which does not work for everybody.
Whether it's wigs, hair dye, whatever, plastic surgery.
But John let his go.
John was like, listen, remember when he cut his hair?
Yeah.
The first time I was like, whoa, what's up?
That's when I cut my hair. I used to have long hair.
But I don't know long hair Jim. I don't ever saw that.
Bobby knows Jam
and Jim.
I know Jam and Jim. Jam and Jim used to flip his hair on stage.
Jam and Jim.
Oh, he'd tell a punchline and then he'd get a laugh and flip it.
What's worse, the flip or the squidoo?
Yeah. Jovi cut his hair because he did that stupid submarine movie.
Oh, yeah. No, that was after.
No, he cut it for the movie.
That was after the movie.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, but he cut his hair, and then nothing was better than Beavis and Butthead saying he looked like Bridget Fonda.
Totally.
And then Butthead goes, remember when Bon Jovi was cool? And Beavis goes, no. I don't think I'd watch it now, but man, did I love it when it was on back in the day. The old school Beavis and Butthead.
It's still pretty good, like the newer episodes. I saw some on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought they weren't going to be able to take chances like they did, but they do.
Gio and I were talking about the other day with Ryan Gosling doing the live-action Beavis and Butthead. They did that for Saturday Night Live. You got to think Mike Judge is like, hey, live-action Beavis and Butthead? Like, that would be great.
That would be funny.
Beavis and Butthead would be good on Netflix now.
Yeah.
If they could swear.
No, where is it? Isn't it on there? What?
Paramount
if they could,
Plus.
If they could swear and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know that.
They talked about that years ago, right? With David Spade playing Butthead.
Yeah.
Or Beavis.
Yeah, there was because I remember reading about Mike Judge where he was hoping that it would be, before they made a movie, he was hoping that they wouldn't try to do a live action one because he wanted to make it.
Yeah, but Ryan Gosling was doing that on Saturday Night Live, and then his movie premiere, they showed up doing that because about him and Mikey Day. Yeah.
Yeah, which is insane. Insane. All right, we got Jim Florentine and Don Jameson. They're going to be at Side Splitters. Now, you were at Side Splitters Wesley Chapel?
Yeah, last night.
How was that?
That was great.
Yeah, I have not been out there for a show.
Yeah, it's in the movie theater. So, no, they, you know, they're comfortable. The crowd. The one thing is, you know, there's high ceilings in a movie theater, which isn't good for comedy. But right. The stage is great. The lighting and the sound is great.
And were those people there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good. No, I think it's a great idea. That movie complex, they built it, and then all of a sudden COVID hit, and they're like, God damn it, what can we do? And then they turned it into something. So I think it's great that they're that Side Splitters over there, and it's got a bar and the whole deal. So it's legit.
Are you playing regular Side Splitters tonight?
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow.
Tonight and tomorrow. Do me a favor. Will you tip the two hot bartenders $1 each?
Did you hear about this?
For me?
No, I just, no.
There's the bartenders at Side Splitters are smoking hot. Money bags over here.
Well, I tip everybody. At the end of the show, I tip all the wait staff.
Yeah.
And I tip the bartenders.
Even though he doesn't drink. It's a nice, it's a nice thing. He goes over and he tips the bartender and he peels off one for her, and then left and realized he peeled off the wrong pile and gave them, what'd you give him?
No, but I handed it to her. I go, hey. Like I was, you know, like some mob guy. I was like, hey, thank you for this weekend. I really appreciate your kindness and your sexiness. And she was like, oh, thank you. And I just left. And she looked at it. She thought it was a joke. It was $1 each.
What was it supposed to be?
20.
Yeah.
I give 20 to everybody. And I reached into the wrong pocket. Yeah. And I had the 20s ready to go. And I go, hey, thank you very much. You're very nice. You're a cutie. And then I left. And then they sent me a video
of them.
Thanks. So I Venmo'd them 100 each.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, the guilt gets you.
Oh, got me bad. Because they're so nice. They're so, you know what I mean? I don't drink. I don't do the bar. But they treat me. They're always, and they're hot. They're smoking hot.
They're smoking hot.
Yeah, if they were a little dumpy, I probably would. That's what you deserve.
Yeah, you got change?
And get yourself a candy bar, Chuck.
Now, what's the deal? I heard you talking a little bit before the show. You're in a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, how long has that been?
A year and a half now.
And what about you, Don?
I got to get in. When he gets into one, I got to get into
one. Right, if you're going to be on the same
page.
It
doesn't match on the road if one of us is single, one's not. So.
Yeah. I understand that. Like, I hate when my buddy Pete, when he gets a girl and she has hot friends, I go, oh, this could have been, this could have been great. Yeah, that's rough. So now, are you guys super boring on the road? I would imagine I would be.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I'd go to a town like this and I'd be like, let's go jet skiing and let's go. And then I get here and I'd be like, let's just take a nap and see what happens.
Well, the thing with Florida is, even all the rock bands always say, when you go to Florida, your marriage is probably going to end.
I wish it was as crazy sexually down here as everybody says it is.
It is.
It is.
It is.
We're married.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I'm just so used to being in this environment, it doesn't seem crazy to
me. Yeah, you sit in a garage all day.
Yeah.
We're out there.
You can go to 17 different cities, and no hot chick is going to come up to you and say, let's hang out.
Oh,
you
really?
Come to Florida, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, it's like a mirage. This friggin' 10 comes out. Hey, you want to hang out?
Oh, really?
I'm single. I want to hang with you.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going, I'm going.
Not even single. My husband's over there.
Right.
Don't worry. He'll watch.
Yeah.
You want to come to a swingers club with us?
There's a lot of that.
Is it cheating if the husband watches?
Not for her.
If they're married, too? Is that cheating?
No. If you ask me, I say it all equals out.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I moved down here when I was younger because I couldn't get laid in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's pretty
easier.
After
I got
here.
Out of college, I had friends in Fort Lauderdale, and I came down to visit them for like a week, and I banged like 4 girls in a week. I'm like, this is unbelievable. I had one up till I was like 22 years old.
Right.
And I moved down here for like a year and a half just to get laid.
Yeah, I remember in high school, I had a girlfriend in high school, but we had sex a lot in high school, and then when I came down here, I was like, I'm never going to get that again. Second day in college, I was like, okay, I was wrong. This place is great. Yeah, it's definitely a different world down here. I just forget because I've been married for 22 goddamn years, so it gets crazy. What are you guys doing anything while you're here? Just doing the shows?
We're going to the gym after this.
Are you really?
That's the exciting thing.
That's the old man thing to do.
Me and Mike are going to a bakery tomorrow if you're up for it.
That is what we're doing. We're going to get up and go to a bakery. We've become really old.
Yeah, we're going to a bakery and then we're going to look at guns.
Yeah, I told them a couple of months ago, I did a U-turn to look at a bird. I drove past a bird, and I go, what was that? I turn around, and I looked at it, and I go, this is it. This is the age I am. I got birds. I'm excited when my peppers grow on my plant, my yard. I've really officially
You were happy it rained out yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
He said that. He goes, we needed it. I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Dig the hole now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
Yesterday, though, we were checking the hotel. We ran into Nick DiPaolo, so we hung with him for like an hour, which was great.
Where's Nick?
Nick was at Side Splitters Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, he did like a middle of the week thing.
Yeah.
I love Nick.
We sat outside for an hour and just had so many laughs, man. It was just great to catch up with him.
I love Nick too, but I think he's avoiding the show.
Why?
Because I've exposed his tie to Jeffrey Epstein.
What?
What? I'm just kidding. I know Nick told a story one time about how he went to dinner. This is way before everybody knew who Jeffrey Epstein was. It was only he had only gotten in trouble like one time, and you know had done his court deal and all that, but nobody knew his name. And he's like, I went to dinner with Woody Allen, and I'm like, Woody Allen. I go, how does that come about? He goes, well, Woody Allen's got this guy, this billionaire friend who, you know, if you Google him, it's not that good, but he's a nice guy, and he has a dinner party, and Woody Allen likes to eat with comedians, so he invited me to come on down, and Bobby Slayton had been there and all that stuff, and then we figure out that the guy he was talking about was Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm dying to throw that in Nick's face, and he's the first time he comes here, it's like in the middle of the week, and nobody even tells me that he's coming, so... Yeah,
Nick is a lot of comics would go to dinner with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yes,
that was a thing.
It was, and it was not a sexual thing at all.
Yeah.
They would literally bring with their families and they would go to dinner. And Woody Allen would like to eat with other comics, not you know be out and talk to them and have a good time. Woody Allen ain't going to comedy shows.
Nick isn't a social guy though. Remember those parties, Jim? I used to throw the barbecues.
Yeah,
I would invite every comic.
Yeah,
and I invited Nick every year, and then. He called me. He goes, yeah, dude, I drove by, looked up your driveway, saw all the people. I just went home. I got a gift for your kid, though. I got it right, Aid.
Jeffrey Epstein wasn't there. He kept driving.
Yeah. He only parties with Epstein now.
Yeah. Yeah. Comics and Pedophiles. Good dinner conversation.
Good album name.
I love Nick, but he's such a curmudgeon. He's so... Like, I love the fact that everything you say is just, he's a second away from exploding.
Yeah, he's, I love Nick, too. He's probably one of the funniest guys
There's
out there.
There's nothing
right now.
Better. I used to watch his chef to, like, The Stand or a Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
He'd do his first joke. If they didn't laugh, he'd go, you, call him a C-word.
Yeah.
You, liberal, Hillary Clinton, Oprah. Yeah. And just having, like, a meltdown on stage. The next 5 minutes, he would kill.
Yeah.
The next joke would get a groan. He'd be screaming. It was unbelievable.
He yelled at a lady one night because she clanged the fork against her teeth at the cellar. He's like, you're gonna eat so loud for you, pig. Use your lips. The best thing was that we do the Comics Come Home. It's like 17,000 people. It's Leary's benefit every year.
Right.
It's the garden's packed. It's crazy. And it was Wanda, Nick, Bill Burr, then me.
How's Wanda?
Well, we're all panicking. Right. We're that show, it's like, oh, I got to follow him. You got to follow him. Blah, blah, blah. I got to close after Burr. Yeah. It was like it panicking. So all of a sudden, Wanda went out. This is right when Trump got elected, and she had a bunch of Trump jokes. Half the crowd just turns on her. I mean, because it's all blue collar and then Democrats.
Yeah.
And they turn on her, and she flips out. But Nick, whoever put Nick on after Wanda is an idiot. He ran on stage. Yeah, you voted for that lesbo fat calf Hillary. and then some lady got so mad she tried to attack him. Tried to run on stage.
Really?
And he's like, ah, look at this Jew from Newton getting all hated. The place was going nuts. And then they go, all right. And then Bill had to go up after.
Is Wanda funny on stage?
Yeah. I forget the joke, but it was a pretty funny joke.
I just never saw her do stand-up.
Oh, she goes, you guys are acting, I think it was, the joke was something like, you guys are all mad that a racist got elected to like it's the first racist president we had. They just got to name it all the first president.
Schumer tried that years ago when Trump
that
was
joke?
President.
That was in Tampa, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Come in Tampa and tried to throw that, and people just left in droves, walked out, yeah.
Yeah, you can't do that. In Boston, it's half and half.
Yeah.
You know what
but
I mean?
Down here.
Yeah, Boston just stopped segregating towns.
How crazy is that? Bobby was telling me this story like 6 months ago. That he goes on after Bill Burr, after Nick DiPaolo. He had closed out. Nobody wants to follow him.
Yeah. That's great.
That's great. I know. The pressure, Bobby, in front of 17,000 people.
I was pacing. I prayed to Jesus. I won't pose it, Jesus. I know I haven't talked to you in a while. Our Father who art in heaven, pledge allegiance to the flag.
you're confident enough in your stuff, right?
Once you, I mean, look, you get it's a benefit too. You know what I mean?
So you got nothing to lose.
And I'm in Boston. I mean, everything's in my favor. And you know, Burr went out, and you ever go on a plane? He just got doing airplane jokes. So Burr got him.
Go on a plane.
Burr got him back. Yeah. Burr got him back for me. But it was terrifying, man. It was bad. I mean, just seeing that many people hating somebody.
Yeah.
And then right after that, the same thing. Just the other half of the people hating. It was crazy.
What didn't Jimmy Fallon do that?
He did.
What does he do?
He sings.
He says. He sings.
One year he did.
Interpretive dance.
Yeah. Him and Leary sing songs and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
He's great too. He's a great guy. I was there one year though. He went up after me and did comedy. He did good. You know what I mean? But I murdered.
Yeah.
And then there's a big VIP party in the back, and it's all like the families of the comics, all like the owner of the Red Sox, the owner of the Celtics. It's it's all VIP people, the richest people in Boston and the VIP. And then, of course, my Irish Catholic family, which is 50 of them. Can I get tickets? Like the night before.
Yeah.
So I invite them all back there, and they just stick out like sore thumbs. And my little brother was like, dude, not for nothing, Jimmy stinks. And I'm like, you got to shut up. You can't. He's like, I know, but you're better than Jimmy. Jimmy's not good. You killed it. I'm like, you got to stop. He was just out of his mind drunk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, his family, you got to stop. Finally, I'm like, I grabbed him by his neck. And my little brother's a big kid. He's a tough, And I go, you got to shut your face. And I'm not kidding. I'm not messing around. Don't embarrass me. You got to shut up and stop saying that. He went, all right. But Jimmy does stink. I mean, he's not good. I was like, I just left the party.
Oh, man. Well, these guys are all doing comedy, but in different parts of the town. So if you're in Sarasota, Bradenton, anywhere down, Bobby's going to be out at McCurdy's in Sarasota. And you got Florentine and Jameson are going to be. Is Chad with you guys as well?
Chad
Jumont going to be out there at Sidesplitters. You got 7:30 and 10 tonight.
Yeah,
and then Saturday, 6, 8, and 10:30, the triple shot.
I'm doing a 6:30 show.
I forgot there's three shows on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I was like, I haven't done that in a while.
Mm. Artie Fletcher will be in the kitchen.
Yeah. Still not enough to get me out.
I love the lineup on our show. It's pure diversity. Three straight white males. Only in Florida.
All the dregs. Well, look, it's great to see you guys. Thank you for coming by. I'm glad that you're here on a day that Bobby is here, because you guys could all bring your night. I don't know. Creeps with kids.
What?
How great was that going? Then COVID just messed that thing up. Huh?
You remember that, Jim? We did one show, sold out. They came back with a bunch of other shows. Then they gave us 14 theaters. Tampa. We had Tampa. It was sold out. Huh? We had New York. We had all these sold out shows. We were going to do this big tour. It was the craziest thing ever. And then remember that when COVID hit that night? I think we were in upstate New York.
Yep.
And we got the call. And
it was who? It was you? It was Jim?
Me, Jim, Ron Bennington, and Rich Voss hosting. Rich is the craziest, though. Remember, we were in Chicago, and the for some reason, the lighting sound guy took all of our lights and stuff and took it to another gig 2 hours before the show.
Why?
I don't know why. He just took all the stuff and brought it to another show, so we had no lights. And I remember the producer was yelling at him, and he goes, if you yell at me again, I'm leaving. And he was going to take all his stuff. So I had to go up and be like, listen, please, just give us a spotlight. It was 1,000 people, sold out. And then 5 minutes into Rich's act, this couple just gets up and leaves, and she goes, where are you going? You're a racist. Remember that?
Yeah.
She goes, you're a racist. And he goes, to Voss. But then we were like, what? What's going on? We went over his jokes. His first 5 minutes is just pure racism.
Yeah, like his opening joke is, I have three. He goes, my daughter's dating a black guy. He goes, I have three daughters. I talk to two of them. He's like, what's wrong with them? I'm like, there's nothing wrong with them, but you got to understand someone in the crowd.
Bobby called into Jim and Sam to berate Voss the other day. That was amazing.
Oh, I can't stand him. I can't. He doesn't wear headphones. And all he does on a radio show, what?
Yeah.
What'd you say? What?
And then he always goes, how come you never have me on your shows? I go, I don't know, because of that.
Yeah, he doesn't wear headphones.
Yeah, and that's part of the deal.
It gives me an ear infection. No, it doesn't. Headphones don't give you ear infection.
Yes, it does.
He's the worst. And he doesn't. I try to get him to tell good stories of when he was a drug addict, and he doesn't like to do that anymore.
He never told you the Daisy Duke story?
I know the Daisy Duke story.
When he wore Daisy Dukes to get crack. He just dressed like a male hooker.
Right. And he told us about the time that he picked up Spade one time because he was working at the comedy club and he had to go pick up the comics and bring them around. And he picked up Spade and he took Spade. The first thing he did was he went and to a bad neighborhood, went inside and traded his shoes for drugs and got back in the car and drove. And Spade's like, I remember that. I remember that. I totally remember that story. All right, we'll go see these guys. Go see Jim Florentine and Don Jameson, Chad Zumach at Sidesplitters, and Bobby at McCurdy's. It'll be a good weekend for comedy for both shows, both sides of town. You could do both if you wanted to.
Yeah, if you want to have fun and rock and roll, go see them. If you want to eat croissants, come see me and Mike.
Yeah, and I'm not fine. Get tipped.
I'm fine with that, all of that. Yeah, exactly. Look for your big dollar tips from Bobby. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and wrap things up. It's Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.